Hello and welcome to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host, and we're here to help achievers and business owners and leaders move forward so they can reach their potential. And I do this by interviewing Rochester business movers and shakers, just making things happen in Rochester. Today, I have on the show a good friend and a really, really appropriate guest, Jim Sinnell from High Tech Rochester. Jim, welcome to the show.
David, thanks a lot for having me.
So, Jim, you are really have your finger on the pulse of what's going on in the Rochester entrepreneurial scene. You're running High Tech Rochester. You are involved. You are, I believe, you're on the running the board of Rochester Angel Network, correct? And you're just doing so many things. You're doing an award called Luminate. And so I want to talk about everything that you have going on. But first, why don't we take a little step back and give our listeners a little background on you, and then we'll dig in behind the curtain. How's that sound?
Sure, that sounds fine. All right. We'll keep it brief.
All right. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's a pretty, you sent me your bio, and I have to say it's very impressive. It's long. So I'm going to paraphrase it a little bit. You've had some good things going on. So Jim, you joined HTR, which stands for High Tech Rochester, as president in February, 2009, where you lead a P&L and management responsibility for 15 people, $5 million. It supports technology and commercialization and business incubation and growth services for companies in the 9-county greater Rochester area. You're also the co-founder and managing director of the Rochester Angel Network, a group of 80 accredited investors who have invested in 29 early stage startups. Prior to joining High Tech Rochester, Jim was managing director and business development at Greater Rochester Enterprise, GRE, where he was responsible for growing the local emerging business sector. And Jim also led efforts there to identify emerging industry sectors for regional growth, with particular focus on the clean tech sector. Jim, you are Rochester through and through, bachelor's degree in electrical engineering from RIT, and an MBA in marketing and entrepreneurship through the Simon School at University of Rochester. So if anybody is poised to really be one of the movers and shakers and leaders in this renaissance of the Rochester, you know, community, business community, downtown development, I'm very glad that you're one of the people at the helm.
Well, thank you for that, David. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So, Jim, so for those of our listeners that really don't have a grip about what High Tech Rochester is, can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Sure. So High Tech Rochester is an organization. It's a nonprofit organization. It's been around now 30 years, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
And our mission is to help tech entrepreneurs launch new companies and to help established businesses increase revenue and profitability. So we operate about 6 or 7 different programs, from I have an idea, is it worth trying to commercialize, to I'm incubating my company for growth, to I've had a company for 30 years and how do I take it to the next level. Many different programs and services across that spectrum. All of them, though, are designed to help accelerate growth and ultimately create high impact jobs here in our community. So as you said, we're about a 15 person organization. That'll grow probably to about 18 or so as some of these new programs come online, which we can talk about. But across the board, trying to help create growth here in the community.
And you've got some really exciting news happening. You are in the midst of moving downtown, correct?
We are, yeah. We've got a couple of major initiatives, actually several, that all happened at the same time, which is both good and a little chaotic. But one of the things we've been working on for many years, and it's through the regional council process and just a lot of partners and supporters in the community, is to create a new hub of entrepreneurship in downtown Rochester. And so in January, only a couple months away now, we will be moving our headquarters and creating a new incubator and accelerator space in the Sibley Building downtown. It'll start with 40,000 square feet, and it'll have all the physical amenities that best practice locations have today. It'll have some really interesting co-working space in some historic areas of the building, small, medium, large size offices, a prototyping lab, some wet labs for companies that need that, kitchen area, an outdoor rooftop deck. You name it, it'll be there. And more importantly, it'll have the resources that startups need to grow their companies. So experienced mentors, legal, accounting, marketing, pro bono support, and also the community of other entrepreneurs to build your company around. So we're thrilled that that is finally in the home stretch and it'll be open in a couple months.
Jim, that is so truly amazing. As a mad scientist entrepreneur myself, I am yep. so excited about what you're doing. Like, everything you just said sounds so incredibly amazing. And it seems like it's right. You're right literally in the hub of downtown. And it just seems like you're going to be doing so much for existing businesses, but obviously a lot of people that want to start and grow businesses, and just really helping them probably bypass a lot of mistakes, shorten some learning curves, and you know, helping them with lean startups and getting to success much faster.
Exactly right. And you know it as an entrepreneur yourself, and having worked with several entrepreneurs, you know, the more you can help them avoid the common mistakes and get them the right connections and get them the right advice, the faster you can speed up either their time to success or their time to figuring out, you know what, this is not working, let me move on to my next idea. And that's kind of the goal.
Yeah, you're so right. It's so funny. About 2 weeks ago, I literally just coincidentally was talking to three separate early stage entrepreneurs that asked me questions as they were growing. And for me, there were layups because I've been doing this for 22 years now, and I have probably made every mistake in the book, and so I could share, right? And so everyone was like, "Wow, how'd you know that? That's great. That's exactly what I need." And for me, it was a layup, but I realized for them, you know, I had made that mistake maybe 15 years ago. And yeah. at that time, for me, it was like, oh, my God, what do I do? And then I right. learned. I've been an EO. I've been in a lot of organizations locally where I've been a lifelong learner like you. So we ended yep. up talking about forming a real simple group of business owners and leaders that we meet once a month. And we collaborate, and then we'll have an advisory group where we're just all asking questions and presenting opportunities and helping each other out vet. So kind of like a mastermind, but more of a peer advisory group. And it all started just by, you know, some simple conversations. And I think that's what I love about Rochester is, you know, we're also willing to help each other, right?
Absolutely right.
I was the guy when I was growing my businesses. I reached out to Tom Galisano, or I reached out to Phil Saunders. I reached out to Aruna Shisonis, Dick Kaplan, Lauren Dixon, mm-hmm. and they would always meet with me, and they expected nothing in return. And I'm right. not sure if that is true in other communities, but God bless Rochester for having those type of not only really successful business people, but being so willing to give of their time and experience.
Absolutely right. I think it is a unique thing to Rochester and maybe some cities like Rochester, but you hit the nail on the head. There's not a single person in this community that if we called and said, hey, would you have coffee with this entrepreneur who's thinking about this new idea, that they wouldn't do it. And that's pretty amazing.
One of my favorite stories is back in 95 when I launched Next Step Magazine, my first company. I happened to meet the administrative assistant of Tom Galisano. And I just, you know, I have nothing to lose. So I asked her, I said, do you think Tom would meet with me and I could pick his brain about my new business? And she goes, well, I'll ask him. Can't hurt. Well, would you believe it? He said, yes. We meet at the North Side Inn, and we met for like 2 hours.
Wow.
And I came in with a notebook, and when I left, it was filled with notes. And that's he funny. Even paid for lunch. And years later, I got to return the favor and take him out to lunch. But I was always amazed at, you know, really 95. Think about how quickly Paychecks was growing, and he had time for, you know, a little punk kid like me. So I was very always very grateful for that opportunity.
That's a great story.
So Jim, hey, we're going to take a quick break. And we'll be right back.
Sounds good.
Fox News' Tim Shalhoub takes on the news stories of the day with comedic insight. Weekdays from 3 to 6 on WOKR.
Hi, Dave Amano here, host of the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I'm here to tell you about a gem that we have here in Rochester. A gem that allows men to look impeccably dressed while not having to spend a fortune. The place is called Incognito Menswear, located right here in Penfield. They have a huge selection of pre-enjoyed quality menswear, as well as a great selection of new, up-to-date fashion items from jeans to modern fit suits. Another benefit of Incognito is that you can trade up. This means that you can trade up your own pre-enjoyed clothing and upgrade your wardrobe on the spot. So not only are their prices already amazing, you can save even more with their unique trade-up offers. Incognito is an amazing local company conveniently located at the Four Corners in Penfield. And get this, During November, they are offering a free pair of Enzo jeans, incredibly fitting and updated designer jeans in a number of colors with any sport coat purchase. These jeans are normally $99. It's a great time to check out Incognito Menswear and Tuck Shop.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? We can help you if you qualify. Your student loans can be taken out of default. We can stop the wage garnishments, stop the collection calls, and stop the seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and see if we can help you reduce your student loan payments. One quick 10-minute call could solve them right now. So call the Student Loan Helpline now.
800-419-2201, 800-419-2201, 800-419-2201, that's 800-419-2201.
This is a fee-based document preparation service to help you access free government programs. Call for complete details, not available in all states.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-368-5184. 800-368-5184. 800-368-5184. 800-368-5184.
Something new in talk radio. 1310 WOKR.
Okay, we are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host, and I'm here with Jim Sinnell from High Tech Rochester. Jim, you've been telling us some of the stuff going on with High Tech Rochester. Really, really exciting. Moving downtown in the old Sibley building. I wonder how long we're going to call it the Sibley building for, right? I mean, now maybe it's going to be the High Tech Rochester building at some point. But
we'll see, yeah.
Moving there, and so many great services for people starting and growing companies, and really just tons of resources and mentorship and even a would you say a rooftop activity area?
We've got an outdoor rooftop deck with a great view of the skyline that will be very appealing for events, but also on all of those nice summer and sunny days we've got in Rochester for people to hang out there.
That is awesome. So what are some of the things that High Tech Rochester is doing besides what it always has been doing in moving? I know you've got some new initiatives you guys are launching as well.
Yep. So one of the other new initiatives and very large scale initiatives is, as you know, over the last many years, the rise of accelerator programs has kind of proliferated across the country, started by Y Combinator and Techstars. And for those in the audience not familiar with it, an accelerator program basically takes a cohort of startups, 10, 12, some number of them. They get accepted, they give an investment, they go through a multiple month program, and at the end they have a big demo day where they invite investors and other things there. And we dabbled with various accelerator programs for software companies and clean tech companies. But we put a proposal into the state, again, working through kind of our regional council and our entrepreneurship work group and other things, to do a large scale accelerator program focused on optics, photonics, and imaging, which obviously is a core expertise of our community, and we want to build on that. And we were successful in securing a two-year, $10 million commitment from the state for that program. We're off and running with it right now. And it is actually the largest accelerator in the world focused on that sector. So we got over 100 applicants this first go-around. We whittled that down to 25. They will all be in Rochester November 7th and 8th for final interviews and final selection. And we'll pick 10 of those who will start the program in January. Each of those 10 gets a $100,000 initial investment. And then in June, when we have the big event and demo day, we'll invest another $2 million into the best of those 10. So it's a huge scale program. It's going to shine a lot of national spotlight on our community. Whether or not you're an optics or photonics startup, it's going to shine a spotlight on entrepreneurship in general. And one last thing is those teams will all be working out of our new space in downtown Rochester. So we expect it'll support some local companies that apply and get in, but also others from around the country that have applied to get in. So we're just super excited about that as well.
That's incredible. That's called the Luminate program.
Yep, the Luminate Accelerator.
The Luminate Accelerator. So is it? It's too late to get in at this point, right?
It is. Yep, applications are closed, and we have a national advisory board of some really good movers and shakers who have agreed to support this thing, and they're doing the selection process right now.
Very cool. But people can still come and participate by watching the competition.
That's right. So I'll plug November the 8th. Mm-hmm. Afternoon, 4 o'clock is when we'll have hundreds of people. Each of those teams will do a 2-minute quick pitch, and the 10 teams that get selected for the program will be announced that day. So it'll be a big scale, kind of an exciting event.
Now, and where's that going to be?
That one is going to be, I believe, at the Hyatt. But if you go to HTR's website, htr.org, you can find that event. And we also, that week, we're actually having Innovation Week, because we also have another exciting thing going on. A well-known national entrepreneur and investor who's done thousands of deals is going to be in town. His name is Paul Singh. He has something called the North American Tech Tour, and they've picked 14 cities to visit in 2017, and Rochester is one of them.
Wow.
So we've got a lot of events happening with him. He's going to also speak at the Luminate event, so a lot going on that week.
Yeah, that is so he's going to speak there. That is awesome. I definitely have heard of him. He's big time, and it's so I love Rochester that we're like on the map with some of these things. And,
yes.
You know, we talked about GRE, and now Matt Hurlburt, who I'm going to interview in a couple of weeks, running GRE after Mark Peterson left.
Yep.
You know, so he put together the proposal with Buffalo to get Amazon here.
Yep. Now that's an uphill battle, as everyone knows. Read anything. But I think it was really smart partnering with Buffalo and showcasing the collective expertise and resources was a smart move. And so if nothing else, it really shows everyone that was involved how much strength we have. And maybe you don't get the 50,000 Amazon HQ2, but maybe you get a couple hundred person Amazon small development team or Apple notices or Facebook or someone else.
I'm talking to Jim Sinnell from High Tech Rochester, and we're talking about all the great things going on in Rochester that Jim's working on with High Tech Rochester and the Luminate Accelerator and so many more things. And so, Jim, you know, a little bit more about this Amazon. You're right. It's tough, right? I mean, we might get it. We might not. Who knows? But
yep.
I was talking to Bob Duffy recently. He was on a show. And we both were just so super psyched that we're actually on the list, that we are a contender. You know, we made the cut. And, you know, we talk about how Rochester traditionally, we've almost been like Eeyore, right? Like people come to Rochester and they love it. They're like, oh my God, the community, the schools, you know, they really love what we have, the full thrust of all four seasons. But, you know, we here, you know, we're traveling on an airplane. Someone asks you from Rochester, you start talking about the snow. And it would be so great just to change the conversation and say, like, let me tell you about all the great things we got going on. Yeah, we got, you know, a few months of snow in the winter, which is great. I love to ski. I love to sled. My kids love making snowmen, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, about now, you know, let's enjoy the fall. One of the best places in the world to be in the fall. And so I think with this Amazon thing, is doing is it's giving, you know, if Rochester was a person, it's giving it higher self-esteem so we can hold our heads up a little bit more.
It is. It gives us a little pride, a little more pride. And you're right. I mean, it's a fantastic area. I had to drive down to Ithaca for a conference a couple days ago, and driving through the Finger Lakes in the fall is one of the most spectacular things. You know, it's just amazing. And so it's all this stuff is right around us. The quality of life is incredible.
Yeah, I go to New York City a couple of times this time of year for conferences, and just, you know, driving down Route 17, and I believe then it's 81. It's just it's gorgeous right around now. So yeah, definitely, you know, beautiful part of the country. There's no doubt. So there's a lot going on the week of when Luminate is happening. So that's November 8th, right?
That's right. So that week, so Paul Singh and his North American Tech Tour arrives on November 6th, the Monday. And then, so that week, there are several events going on. There's a public event with Paul, which he'll be speaking at on Tuesday the 7th. Mm-hmm. And that'll be at the penthouse at 1 East Ave, open to the public. And he's going to talk about kind of what he has seen traveling all around the country and startup communities and how startups should be operating and how investors should be thinking about things. Local startups can actually sign up for office hours with Paul and some of the other investors he's bringing with him. And so you can sign up and try to get a one-on-one meeting with him, pitch him your idea, or just get feedback on your idea. So he'll be doing a couple blocks of time for that. We mentioned the Luminate Awards event and the semifinal and final selection event. And also that week, Rochester Young Professionals is having its Entrepreneurship Expo on that Thursday night, or on that Wednesday night, excuse me. And that's another thing that's going on that week. So chock full of things going on that week of November 6th.
Yeah, and I'll be at that event. I'm an exhibitor at that event with the Rochester Young Professionals. So pretty excited about that, too. But, you know, Andy Simon, my friend since seventh grade, and I know that he's working with you guys on helping lead the Luminate Accelerator charge. And so he said that that if I don't go to that event, he might not be my friend anymore. But it's okay. I want to go anyway.
You'll be there then.
I will definitely be there. Andy's a good guy. So, Jim, just from your experience with running High Tech Rochester, working with a lot of people starting businesses, if you could give some advice to some beginning stage entrepreneurs on some common things, maybe some common pitfalls that young entrepreneurs, or I'll say even just beginning stage entrepreneurs do their first year and how to avoid those, what would be some of the things you would mention?
I think what I would say is now pretty common advice, thanks to all the lean startup stuff that's out there. But still very true, in particular with technology entrepreneurs who are, you know, they got something in the lab or at their home or some device or product or something. The advice is get out and talk to customers before you spend too much time and money building the perfect widget or the perfect website or the perfect mobile app. Get out and see if there's anyone that cares, you know, to put it bluntly. Talk to customers, help them, let them help you shape the direction of this solution to some real problem, and don't spend your time just building every perfect feature of this widget and hope that the market will come, because obviously, as more people know nowadays, that's just not the way it works. You'll spend a lot of time and energy building something, you'll find out it missed the mark, you'll go back to the drawing board, you'll waste a year of time and a lot of energy and money. So get out there, talk to customers, talk to partners, talk to other entrepreneurs, just be out there in the community and learn as much as you can.
That's great advice, and I'm going to say like 100% of the time, your original idea is not the complete idea.
Not even 99%. It's 100%, right?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely shifts, if not entirely, to some extent, and that's been my experience. And that lean startup movement. And if anybody haven't read that book before anybody starts a business, I suggest you read Lean Startup, because you got some very good advice about what Jim is talking about dipping your toe in the water. And by doing that is by doing some user testing, making sure that just because you're in love with the idea doesn't make it's a great idea. Is there a market for it? And if so, how do your potential customers, how would they use it? Why would they use it? What would they remove from what you're offering, and what would they add before you go build an app and spend, you know, $30,000 to $50,000 on the whole business? And I can't tell you how many times I know people will build the app first, build the very sophisticated website first, and then realize, oh, we're missing the mark. We got to shift. And a website's a little more forgiving, but an app is not. Like, a lot of times you have to start over, you know, or spend a lot of money to make the shift. And so, so important to do some, I would say, really do some user testing. And you could, even if you do want to build a website, you know, do a simple WordPress site and just have people tinker with the idea a little bit and give you feedback. And we're actually very lucky. There's two people locally. I know, and you guys might do this as well, and certainly tell us about any services that you have or that you know about, but there's two people here. Steve Gissen is a good friend of mine, and he actually, that's what he does for a living, is he helps companies do user testing, right? User experience testing, you know, not only to make sure that they like your product, but that they know how to use your website, they know how to navigate it, and they're going where you want them to go and where you think they're going to go, and that it's clear. And another young woman that I'm having on the show, Heidi Trust. She is same thing. She does user testing as well. And anybody wants to meet any of these people, please, you know, connect with me at david@davidmamano.com. Be happy to make introductions. Jim, do you know any other services that offer this type of you know, resource that I'm talking about?
Yeah, there are a lot out there, and I think I'll just rewind to what you said is exactly right. You know, the minimum viable product, whether you're building software, an app, a website, you don't even need to have a functional product to show people. You can do a very simple mock-up. You can do a very simple, you know, people have done in PowerPoint, here's what it'll look like and here's the functionality, and get that in front of people. And the same goes for if you're building a product-based startup company as well. We have a first prototype lab in our incubator. We'll have an expanded prototyping lab at the Sibley building. We'll have some other resources there on site to get people to say, okay, I think what I'm building is going to be this shape and size, and it'll do these things. Let me get a 3D print of it, and so I can put that in front of a potential customer or investor and say, hey, you know what? Here's what I'm thinking of. And, you know, seeing is believing, and having something physical to show is so much better than just describing your product or service or idea. So get a minimum viable product. Doesn't even have to be functional. Get some feedback on that. Then start making it functional. Then get some more feedback. And it's kind of an iterative process, as you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Jim, who should contact you? So what type of people or companies work best with High Tech Rochester?
So, as I mentioned, we've got a bunch of programs and services across the gambit, from I got an idea in the head, should I pursue it, to I'm launching this startup, to I've been around a long time and I want to improve my business. And so we kind of work with, you know, hate to say anybody, but primarily on the startup side, we're working with technology-based startups that are scalable companies. Those are the ones that typically our programs and services are geared for. So what does that mean? It's a technology, it's a platform. You can be a multi-million dollar business someday. We're not typically, you're probably going on to either self-fund, or you're going to angel investors or venture capital funds, those sorts of funding sources to really launch this thing. We're not the organization that's dealing with somebody that maybe wants to launch a new coffee shop or laundromat or landscaping company or all those other entrepreneurial endeavors. There's other groups in town better suited for those. And so we're constantly referring companies their way, and they're referring the more tech scalable stuff our way. So on the startup side, if you've got a technology-based startup idea and it's scalable, meaning you're going to be selling this thing not just to local customers, but anyone really around the nation or around the world, that's kind of in our bailiwick. And again, if you're still the idea in the idea stage, we've got a couple of almost two-day-long things that can help you vet it and say, is this worth moving forward? If you're ready to launch it, there's the incubators that can help you. Etc.
Yeah, what a great resource. So no coffee shops unless they plan to use technology to sell their coffee worldwide, right? Hey Jim, we're gonna take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Okay,
great.
Fox News' Tim Shalhoub takes on the news stories of the day with comedic insight. Weekdays 3 to 6 on WOKR.
Hi, Dave Mamano here, host of the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I'm here to tell you about a gem that we have here in Rochester, a gem that allows men to look impeccably dressed while not having to spend a fortune. The place is called Incognito Menswear, located right here in Penfield. They have a huge selection of pre-enjoyed quality menswear, as well as a great selection of new, up-to-date fashion items, from jeans to modern fit suits. another benefit of Incognito is that you can trade up. This means that you can trade up your own pre-enjoyed clothing and upgrade your wardrobe on the spot. So not only are their prices already amazing, you can save even more with their unique trade-up offers. Incognito is an amazing local company conveniently located at the Four Corners in Penfield. And get this, during November, they are offering a free pair of Enzo jeans, incredibly fitting and updated designer jeans in a number of colors with any sport coat purchase. These jeans are normally $99. It's a great time to check out Incognito Menswear and Tuck Shop.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-219-8332. 800-219-8332. 800-219-8332. That's 800-219-8332.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive. But it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call could save you thousands of dollars. We have great rates for smokers, too, or if you have health problems. Providing for today is good, but it's not enough if you die prematurely. Call the Term Lifeline today for a free quote. Protect your family and see if you could save up to 70%.
800-430-1481. 800-430-1481. 800-430-1481. That's 800-430-1481.
That's what I'm talking about. 1310 WOKR.
We are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Bomano, your host, and we are here with Jim Sinnell today from High Tech Rochester. Jim is running an incredible organization here in Rochester that helps business owners, beginning stage business owners, grow their business, you know, really focusing on the technology side and the scaling side. Tons of programs, workshops, mentorship programs, space to work in, even a rooftop activity space to hang out and have events on top of the Sibley building coming soon, right?
You got it.
Yep. So, Jim, as you are looking around the Rochester landscape, and I imagine in your role that you really have the finger on the pulse of a lot of exciting things going on, what is really making you excited about being here in Rochester today?
I think as I look, we fortunately are in a place where we have our finger on the pulse. Sometimes I feel like we have our hand on the aorta. It's just pulsing very strongly now.
Don't squeeze, right?
Yeah, right. If I look back 5 years or even 10 years, and I've been involved in startups here in the community and working with startups here prior to some of these other roles I've been in, there are just so many more resources and there's so much positive momentum today. And that's, I think, what excites me the most is that we are definitely past the tipping point. As I travel around, and I was in Austin a month ago and all these other startup kind of hub locations, I see that happening now in Rochester. And it was no silver bullet that made it happen, but it was years of, hey, let's get some more startup expertise going. Let's get this entrepreneur in residence mentoring program going. Hey, this angel group should just get started and start funding deals and let's see where that goes. Let's get a new seed fund. Groups like Excel Partners getting more funds, Impact Capital. So there's more capital available for early stage companies. There's more resources to help them get off the ground, launch and grow. And then you combine that all with the innovation zone downtown and trying to launch downtown activity and the density of activity that happens there and the development that is now organically happening in downtown Rochester, all in the same area. You see all those things combined, and that just gets me super excited. I think 2018, a lot of this stuff becomes very visible, and we're just going to just be amazed at how much stuff just kind of starts happening as that flywheel really starts to spin.
Yeah, it truly is a renaissance. I've been talking about that. I was at Bronca downtown a couple mm-hmm. weeks ago for lunch, great restaurant, and I've been looking out the window, which is facing you guys, your new office at the Assembly mm-hmm. Building, Parcel 5, which used yep. to be Midtown, where I used to work when I was in the early 90s. My first job was in radio sales, and I used to work in Midtown selling radio advertising. And my God, Rochester, the city, it was pretty dead, right? I mean, you walk out on the sidewalk, at noon, at 5, not much going on. But I was in disbelief. I'm at noon, Bronca, looking out the windows, and there was a sick ball game going on Parcel 5. Yep. There were people jogging, riding bikes, walking dogs. It was like massively vibrant, and yep. I was like, "This is Rochester." I was so happy. I was like, "What a renaissance!" It's like bubbling up. It's happening. And
yeah, I had that same experience earlier this year, going out there and the food trucks all line up out there for lunchtime. And I came around the corner and there were, hundreds of people standing around, milling about, eating from the food trucks on a weekday.
Yeah.
It's like, holy cow, this is fantastic.
Yeah. Little slice of Manhattan, right? We'll take
That's right. Just enough of it.
Just enough for our Rochesterians. And I was telling the person I was with for lunch, I said, God, I don't think he would have seen this like 2 or 3 years ago. It just, boom, yep. It happened. And you're right. I think in 2018, we're going to see a lot more of it. And I'm just so happy we've got so many great people here in Rochester committed to success, the developers, the Morgans, the Christas, yep. the Glazers, yep. The Galenas. There's so many, and I'm missing many, I'm sure. But, so many people, sure, they're certainly have companies and they're trying to drive revenue. But it's more than that for them, too. You could tell these people are Rochesterians. They want Rochester to succeed, and they're putting their heart and soul into these projects, not just doing it for the pocketbook. And you could tell. I mean, there's love.
Definitely.
There's heart going on in it. So very excited. So, in fact, one of the WOKR, carrying my show, they just opened up a studio downtown as well in the Powers Building. Which is exciting. And that, I had never really been in that building before. Have you been in the Powers Building?
Yeah, it's pretty spectacular. There's a lot of really interesting buildings here.
It is unbelievable. That will rival any New York City building any day. It is so gorgeous. I can't take it. So so many good things going on.
You should start organizing some additional tours around some of these buildings, too, because people can't. We were in the Citizens Bank building on 40 Franklin, where RIT Q is in part of that building yesterday again. And if you haven't been in that facility and seen the ornate, just amazing building and architecture inside there and the mosaic tiles all the way around these multi-story atriums, just incredible.
That, you just named my favorite building in Rochester, and it's such a hidden gem because on the outside, it's okay, but you kind of in the inside and you feel like you are in like a 1400s Italian church.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep.
So gorgeous. They don't build banks like that anymore, do they, Jim?
No, they don't.
But it's right next to the Assembly Building, the Citizens Bank. I think it was originally built as like Rochester Savings Bank or something, right?
Yes. That's right. Yep.
Yeah. Just walk in and look around. The people at Citizens don't mind it. So amazing to look at. I think it's the biggest gem in our city. And there's a lot of gems, but I think that's the top one on the inside.
Yep.
So, Jim, I want to suck your brain a little bit more before we go.
Okay.
And I'm, always trying to help our listeners, who a lot of them are entrepreneurs, beginning, middle-stage entrepreneurs. If you were to give them for Christmas, the holidays, if you were to give them, two or three books to read to help them, be better at their trade, what would those books be?
Well, one of them definitely you mentioned, I think if they're an entrepreneur, that they should lean the Lean Startup. Go read that. Just understand the philosophy, the mentality. Check out Steve Blank's website, which has just chock full of resources and how to do good customer discovery interviews and how to build, you know, the value prop and all that stuff. There's just amazing amount of resources that are free out there today that folks should take advantage of. So from a business perspective, I think that's a must read. Confession, I am not a big reader. I really want to be a big reader. I have literally probably 40 books that I have queued up to read.
Is that the pile of shame on the bedstand?
It is the pile of shame. It's here in my office. It stares at me every day. And I can't wait to have some time to read some of these. But going back in time a little bit, you know, one of the great books is Good to Great. I thought that was fantastic. The Tipping Point was a good book. You know, again, some really good business-related books. And there's a new one that I started reading called The Originals, which so far is great. And I hope to get through the rest of it. But those would be some of the ones on my list.
Very cool. All right. Well, I'm going to challenge you to find a half hour a day to read. How's that sound?
I accept the challenge.
First thing in the morning. Get up 4:30, read for half an hour. You're all set. There you go.
I'm still usually up at 4:30. That's the problem.
Oh, my God. Oh, geez. All right. When do you go to bed? You don't, right? hey, Jim, you know, as I start this radio show and I'm learning more and more about the Rochester business community, and I'm just amazed there's so many, once again, hidden gems of companies that nobody even knows about. And they're doing such great things. You know, Richard Glazer, he's been, you know, he introduces me to people that I didn't even know about. It's like, you know, finding gold, and they're under the radar. Maybe they don't want attention, but they're just doing such great, great things. What are some of the companies that you know about in Rochester that maybe, you know, other people don't know about that are doing really great things? And probably I'll say with an emphasis in technology.
Yeah. There are a lot of them, and that's kind of what's exciting to be in this space, is just to be able to see what some of the great things that people are doing. It's a long list. You know, there are companies like Ovitz that started as a student company, and then they graduated out of that, and they joined the incubator, and they've been in a number of programs. So they have a device, it's called the Eye Profiler. You can hold it up to your eye in 2 seconds. It not only measures prescription and those sorts of things, but lots of other data about the eye for eye health, and can do that, like I said, literally in a couple seconds. Wow. And there's obviously applications here in the U.S. In developed countries, but perhaps even more so in developing countries where, you know, people are going blind and it's very preventative if they could only have some initial screening that's low cost and they can get equipment out in the field because it's a handheld device. So that's one that's pretty exciting. We've got companies that are, you know, another one's kind of neat. So that's very high tech, using optics and imaging and other things. We have a company called Primary Book Club, which has a great subscription-based model for, you know, educating your 0 to 5-year-olds to get them kindergarten ready by combining some learning guides along with some books and how to read these books and do examples with your child. And it's a subscription service. So every month you get a couple books, you get the learning guides. It's very simple. It's great to give as a gift. So that's a great one on the education space. And on and on and on. There's just a lot of great things going on in the community, both from software and hardware, electronic gaming, et cetera. We've got a very diverse set of companies in our community, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's amazing. That what's called Ovitz, the eye company?
Yep.
Sounds like a little young Bosch alum, hopefully, right?
It could be. We hope so.
Yeah, it is amazing how, you know, it's such an optics capital, and it, you know, it's got to stem, you know, the roots coming from Bosch alum, right?
Yes, definitely.
You look at the impact of Bosch alum, George Eastman, you know, Wilson, right? All the guys from Xerox. Yep. They're still hundreds of years later affecting our city, right?
Absolutely right. And it's so obvious, you know, when we say why we need to focus on startups. The Kauffman Foundation shows that startups create almost all the net new jobs in the country and all this data. But all you have to do is look at our history, right? Every big company that still has impact was a startup company here. Yep. So how do you create jobs? Create more startups.
Yep. And really the long lasting impact that not only their companies have, but what they did for the community, right? I mean, what would Rochester be without George Eastman, you know, helping out RIT, helping out U of R, sure. You know, creating the dental clinic, creating the RPO, right? I mean, so many things are still alive because of, I mean, you know, who knows? We might, you know, nothing against Binghamton, but we might be a Binghamton, right? You know, like,
yeah.
I think a lot of people who know upstate always say that Rochester is the most, you know, I'll say exciting city because of all the cultural activities that we get to offer. And once again, that probably is mostly stemming from one man named George Eastman, right?
Yes, huge impact.
Yeah, and now, you know, modern day Galisano, right? What would you know, Rochester be without Galisano today, with all the things that he's helped sponsor and build, you know, schools and hospitals, and now, you know, maybe our theater, or if when we get that off the ground. So the challenge is, and any listeners is can you create a legacy like that? How's that for a challenge, right?
That's a good one. We like it. We want to create more of those folks because the spillover impact is huge for the community, right?
Yep. Yeah. Well, you know, the Mamano School of Entrepreneurship sounds good at maybe at U of R RIT, so something like that.
I like it. And if you're interested, we do have naming opportunities at the Sibley facility. So if anyone has interest in legacy, I'd be happy to talk to you.
The Mamano rooftop at High Tech Rochester. I like that.
Sounds good. I like it.
You know what I do have? I was joking that, you know, maybe I'll start with like an atrium, you know, the Mamano atrium.
Yeah.
But then I realized I do have a bench. So
bench.
Years ago, I was on an entrepreneurship board at Nazareth that at that time the president put together. And when he left, he asked all the board members to buck up, geez, I think it was $2,500, and they were going to put benches. That was Bob Miller, President Robert Miller of Nazareth at the time. And they were going to be these Miller benches, really nice benches, all across campus at Nazareth, where the students could just sit and chit-chat, and so we could name the bench. So there is a Mamano bench on the campus of Nazareth, right outside the Casa Italiana, and I, you know, if you want to sit there, go ahead, and please think of me.
I will look for it next time I'm on campus.
Excellent. Have a seat. Well, Jim, thank you for your time. Really, really appreciate it. If our listeners want to get in touch with you and or High Tech Rochester, what is the best way?
Easiest is htr.org. You can find my contact info. You can find information about the Pulsing and the Luminate events coming up, and we'd love you to come out.
Excellent. Yep, and I will be at the Luminate event, so hopefully I'll see you there. Jim, once again, appreciate your time. Appreciate you being here, and I'm sure we're going to have you on the show again.
Dave, thanks for having me, and thanks for doing the show. This is fantastic.
Excellent. Thank you. And thanks, everyone, for listening to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I'm Dave Amato, your host. I've been here with Jim Sinnell today from High Tech Rochester. And please continue to listen to our show. And what's really important is that if you know anybody who should be on the show, any founders, entrepreneurs, or just movers and shakers in the Rochester business community, please reach out to me at david@davidmamano.com. And Mamano is M-A-M-M-A-N-O, david@davidmamano.com. Love to have you know, people on the show, movers and shakers, business owners, et cetera, really igniting the incredible spark happening in the Rochester community. Thanks again, Jim. And
thank
everybody.
You.
Yeah, thank you. And thanks, everyone, for listening to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. Have a great day and stay awesome.
That's what I'm talking about. 1310 WOKR.